Hey guys, my name is Audrey Anders. I graduated from Richardson High School earlier this month and will be attending Texas A&M in the fall. I was raised at Watermark, but my relationship with Christ was merely head knowledge. Growing up, a close family member struggled with anger, and this was occasionally taken out on me, both verbally and physically, causing me to feel unwanted and like a burden. This was apparent when I pushed everyone close to me away, and in my stubbornness, was intentionally difficult to be around. I believed that keeping people from getting close would keep them from hurting me. Pushing people away was a defense mechanism I used to self-protect. I didn't love myself, so why would anyone else? This fear evolved into severe depression and anxiety, which led to self-harm and a suicide attempt. It wasn't until I was unsuccessful in my suicide attempt that I saw God's hand in my life. Initially, I was angry with God. Why was he punishing me? What was his purpose in keeping me here? Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." I believed God was with me, but struggled to feel like anyone else was. Then a new girl joined my small group and shared her testimony with me. For the first time, I realized I was not alone. She was the first person I let in and didn't feel like it backfired. At Pine Cove that summer, I felt confident enough to share because of the encouragement from the girl in my small group. I shared everything with my counselor, Sierra. My fear of going home, my struggles with self-hatred, and the anger and bitterness I harbored towards God. Sierra hugged me and told me how much God loved me and how my anger towards him could never make him love me less. She told me how sad it made God that I hated myself when he loved me so much and made me exactly who he wanted me to be. This was anything but the response I expected. She looked at me and asked if I had a relationship with Christ, and it clicked. I didn't. Sierra shared the gospel with me and reminded me that my circumstances did not make me unlovable. God loves me in spite of my past. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son to die on the cross, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." I'd heard that verse for years, but now I genuinely felt like it applied to me. For the first time, I understood the truth of the gospel clearly and wanted that relationship with God. I wanted him to take away the pain, and I wanted to stop feeling like I had to rely on myself for strength. Sierra encouraged me to stop pushing people away and let them in. But when I got home, I didn't want to put in the effort to make that change. The enemy used this time to reinstill the lie that I was not worth loving and that the real me would never be truly loved by anyone. I began lying to make myself more likable. At the end of my freshman year, it all came out. People knew I had been lying about everything, and I lost a lot of friends because of it. Initially, it was one of the hardest things I thought I would ever go through. But it gave me a chance to start over and to let people get to know the real Audrey, the one who God knew and loved. My small group stood beside me during this time. They showed me that I was worth getting to know and that it would take work, but being fully known was worth it. Authenticity inspires authenticity, and it wasn't until October of this past year, when the other girls in my small group were authentic, that I finally shared my struggles with anger and unforgiveness. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." I'm learning that forgiveness doesn't mean saying what happened was okay. It's surrendering the feelings of anger to the Lord and letting him replace those feelings with forgiveness. Forgiveness brings freedom that is only found in Christ, and the freedom I now know is greater than any desire to fall back into the cycles of self-protection, fear, anger, and depression I once lived as a slave to. If you're listening to my testimony and can relate, I would encourage you to trust in God's perfect plan for your life. Share your struggles with community and allow them to walk through trials with you. Thank you for letting me share.